Hello and welcome to the Death Battle Cast, or as it will be today, the second ever celebration of the cult of barbarianism, aka we worship our only god, Barbie.
Hell yes, yeah.
That's right. We're going to be diving back into the hellscape that is Barbie lore. I don't know if you guys saw our episode of Barbie versus Ryu from Street Fighter. I still don't know why we did that one, but it was crazy. Awesome. Yeah, this is going to be a little bit of a sequel to that, I guess. Hey, I'm Ben, the voice of Wiz in Death Battle, joined by Chad, voice of Boomstick. We got Liam here. We got Sam here.
Hello.
And we are diving into the ultimate battle of the blondes. Although I guess they're not always blonde. Barbie versus Princess Peach.
I don't buy into your religious cult shit nonsense. This god is being dethroned today.
That was the greatest intro I've ever gotten for repping a character. Like, that was awesome. Hell yeah.
Well, we ended the last time we brought Barbie into this with us forming the cult of the barbarians, right? We are all barbarians. Yeah. We all agreed on this.
Oh, yeah, she is our god.
I wasn't there that day.
Oh, you're right.
I have no idea of what went on that day.
You weren't there?
Okay. Oh, this will be extra fun then. So you don't even know, like, I know you heard about, like, the big feat, but, like, you haven't heard about all the other stuff then, huh?
No, I don't know anything.
That's right. Blizz was on that episode. Okay. Yeah, so you completely missed out. I was about to say, so Liam's decided to become all sacrilegious or whatever, but no.
Yeah.
No. He was not. This is going to be the challenge to see if Liam comes in and derails the whole cult or is brought into it himself. We'll find out. End of the show whether or not Liam is indeed a barbarian.
You're gonna love the backup I found for her biggest feat, because even when I found it, I was like, Liam would be so proud of me.
I am proud of that. You found backup, you found supporting evidence. I'm this is great. That sounded really condescending.
Yeah, no, I knew you were absolutely
it. Oh my Jumping. God. All right, before we jump into this, I should repeat myself from last week, just in case anybody is jumping into this without having watched last week's cast. Sure, you've seen this news. Rooster Teeth is closing its doors in May. For now, we will continue posting on the Death Battle YouTube channel as normal. You may notice that super chats are currently disabled, and we do not recommend buying or gifting new memberships at this time. We are processing this information in real time. And we'll provide updates on specific plans on Rooster Teeth in the coming weeks. If you have questions about Rooster Teeth in the meantime, you can contact the company via the support page. I should also mention, be wary of crowdfunding attempts by third parties with lofty promises. Avoiding grifters can be tricky sometimes. When we have more information, we will. You can find it here on our podcast, on Rooster Teeth, and on our social media. So I believe you can find those linked in the description below if you're watching this on YouTube. And if you're listening to this on Spotify or somewhere else, I'm Ben B. Singer. We got Chad James RT.
I gotta change that.
Yeah. Sam had to change his a long time ago, right? Aren't you still screwed like Sam still, or something?
He held out. You don't gotta change nothing when you don't change. That's what I'm saying.
I guess so.
Still got the fucking chair. It's just fine. Hey, don't worry.
Yo, hey.
Yeah, I know. But you don't have the Twitter tag. It's all me now.
Yeah, that's true.
But now it's just tied to the chair. It's only tied to your chair. And then we got Liam Richard Swan as well.
And I'm at Liam Slut Swan. I've never had to change that. I never will.
Okay.
That's no
way. Oh,
yeah! Exactly. There you go.
Yes, that's...
Oh, it was cold that night.
Sorry, I forgot to introduce you as Best Actor nominee, Liam Swan.
There you go. What the I saw that in Discord when I joined to do cast. I was like, what did I miss last week?
Bullshitting about the Oscars, I think, was really that was from Champion Cast.
I figured.
Yeah. Liam almost won. It was so close. Jeez.
And you know what? It was a shame that Barbie did not win any Oscars aside from Billie Eilish's song. Is what I will say. Because
no, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. I watched Oppenheimer the other day, and I will say that Barbie was better than Oppenheimer, so fight me on it. Anyway,
Poor Things beating Barbie in the production awards, I was totally surprised by, but very happy by, because I thought Barbie, you know, had great production design, great costumes and stuff, but Poor Things beating it, I thought.
Well,
anyway,
I mean, that is a great way to segue into our battle for
and Peaches in Poor Things. So yeah, that makes sense.
She's one of the things that are poor. It's tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Peach is the exact opposite of poor. Are you kidding me?
She's a rich thing.
For today's battle will be Barbie, our Lord and Savior, of course, versus the usurper Princess Peach of the Mushroom Kingdom, or Princess Toadstool, or whatever you call her these days. Okay, so the way this is going to work, Chad is going to be representing Barbie, Liam is going to be representing Peach, and it's their job to convince the jury that their fighter wins by any means necessary. And the jury consists of three seats. That'll be me, that'll be Sam, that'll be all of you watching this live right now. There'll be a poll at the end of the show for you to vote on who should win this death battle. Okay, let's get into this. I think we're going to start with the challenger, Princess Peach. Liam.
All right.
You got 60 seconds on the clock. Man,
you're stacking this in Barbie's favor. All right, this is interesting.
Did you not? You remember the last Barbie episode.
I know. That's why I'm very happy about it.
I have to. I can't just not. To give... All right, Princess Peach, you got 60 seconds. What's she bringing to this?
Barbie's going to need every advantage she can get. I've heard some pretty crazy stuff about Barbie. I hope to be more informed about the specifics of what she can do. But here's a damn fact. Barbie apparently has some crazy fucking universe-level feat. There are more universe-level feats in Mario than there are in fucking Dragon Ball. And Peach scales directly to the bosses that have these feats, or scales to, like, the other Mario brothers or Rosalina or whoever that fights those bosses, or she fights those bosses themselves. So she is absolutely at a level of power to match Barbie. She's insanely fast, more than fast enough to keep up with Barbie, and the amount of ability she has, the amount of magic she has, the items, I don't know if you guys remember Mario versus Link, but the items are fucking busted in Mario Brothers. They're busted. And all of that in combination, she's going to be able to shut down Barbie's abilities and magic and overpower her and just beat her outright.
All right. If somebody ever asks what we do on Death Battle Cast, I want that 60 seconds to just like, we're just like, we all know Barbie's crazy and could like destroy the universe, you know, like, right? But Peach, like,
we do not all know that.
Somebody who doesn't know, just be like, what? You know,
what?
Pretty good summarization Barbie? Of what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Chad, 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah, sure. So look, I didn't write a new intro. I could go through the old one, but instead I'm just basically to say, guys, if you watch the last cast, Barbie is absolutely insane. Like, I knew there were some crazy feats and then found even more. And then in addition, it's very interesting that Liam brought up items, because while Barbie does have this incredibly powerful universal feat, she has a myriad of magical items and tools at her disposal that I'm very curious to compare up against what Peach has, because I'm talking stuff from like magical wands, magical necklaces, magical books, and things that will, I want to surprise Leon as we go back and forth, so I don't want to spoil everything right now. But man, also a billion different items to change your outfit. If this were a fashion contest, Barbie got that, no problem. But yeah, so there are so many, Liam. There's seriously like a million. Anyway, I'm going to give up the rest of the time so we can get into this, because I want to hear it. A lot of you guys have heard about Barbie before, and anybody who hasn't, I'm going to keep it as a little bit of a surprise so we can go on this journey together of our Lord and Savior.
You didn't really use up. You used up the rest of the time.
I did.
I didn't really give it up. I just want to say, first of all. Oh, you go, Sam.
No, I had a real inane question that I'll get to next. Don't worry.
Okay. I had an inane joke. I was going to say that Peach, as was covered in the classic Death Battle episode, Peach versus Zelda, was able to kick a soccer ball so hard that it created two other soccer balls, which is more than enough force to split a human head open quite easily, which she famously used to blow Zelda apart like a fucking watermelon. In a Gallagher act.
Yeah.
So
we did that.
Like, I don't know what the fuck ago. Barbie is supposed to do. Yeah. Cry and have an emotional monologue. Okay.
Okay. Chad, I do think you're going to have to get a little bit into, because we all know Peach can at least like keep up with the Mario. Everybody's seen the Mario movie, right? Like, she can keep up with this Mario universe stuff.
Oh yeah.
And but more. The general perception of anybody who hasn't seen Ryu versus Barbie is Barbie's just the the little plastic toy.
Oh, yeah.
So
no,
what
not at
can
all.
Barbie generally do?
Well, Barbie has held every profession that you can possibly think of. I mean, that includes, you know, she's a black belt in multiple martial arts. She's pretty much served in every single facet of the military. Let's see. She's also been in a bunch of different magical adventures. So like I said, there's lots of magical items and wands and things like that. She has super strength. She's said to be able to lift literally any object, telekinesis. She's a superhero. This is when she was a superhero because she has superpowers. Let's see. She has object restoration vision. She can just look at stuff and recreate it. She can stop time. She can spin the earth forwards and backwards. She is a literal goddess of the galaxy and then canonically backed up by Mattel in a different thing. So when we do see her literally recreate all of the light and stars in the universe, I have backup for that. Yeah, Barbie's nuts. So hopefully that's...
And that's all very impressive, but it's nothing that Peach can't also do. It's something that she's unfamiliar with.
Did she spin the Earth back in time and then go back the other way to go back to normal time?
Well. Let's take a look. If you could bring up image 3, Mike, there is in Mario Party, I think 6.
There is a
mini game where you are dropped. In a black hole, and you have to swim out of its pull to escape it. And even if you fail, you still survive. Like, the black hole collapses in on top of you and explodes, and then you're just kind of floating through space, but you, like, lost because you didn't swim out of the way. So not only can she, like, paddle through the vacuum of space, right? There's no matter that she's holding on to. She can paddle through space at faster than light speeds without anything to hold on to. She can move faster than light, and if you suck at the video game, she can literally survive a black hole collapsing in on top of her. And it depends on how you interpret the black hole. You see the swirls around there. It could just be the black hole, like, warping our view of space, or it could be all of those stars are actually falling into the black hole. Either or. Even on the lower end, it's really impressive.
Mario Party, you said?
Yes, it is Mario Party. I swear to Christ.
I swear to God,
above, if you fucking do that Mario Party shit, I'm gonna lose my mind, Sam.
Is Mario
it's
Party
not canon.
Even canon?
It's Mario! There is no fucking canon!
Here's, to get to, Chad, you look like you have some, but I do want to ask my inane question before we get too far away from it, and it does include Mario Party.
I can see him vibrating.
I just wanted, this is like so off the side, is Daisy Princess Peach's Wario?
No, Daisy isn't like the opposite. They're friends, yeah. Daisy is nice.
She's her Luigi.
Yeah, she's the Luigi, which is why Daisy is romantically attached to Luigi.
Because that's how it works. When
unless you're based and you're like Peach X Luigi, that's the way to go, I think. Fuck.
No, the way it works is if you have a sibling and your significant other has a sibling, those two siblings are automatically just destined to be together. That's just how it works.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's just science.
Yeah.
I just want to also establish some things. Image 4, Mike. Even like early on in the Super Mario World days, Peach was not a useless like damsel in distress. She was actually in the Nintendo Power comic portrayed as being more of a physical threat than Mario.
Hell yeah,
and Luigi
dude, look at that kick.
Just beating the ever loving fuck out of the Koopalings, 4 of them at the same time, and then locking them up. This is very basic stuff. This is just setting up.
Look at her dart.
This is images
She's
1
so
and 2.
She's so fast darting. It literally says dart.
Says dart. She is darting through reality itself. No. Images 1 and 2, Mike. Of course, famously in Super Princess Peach, she takes on the role of Mario and Luigi and fights and defeats Bowser himself, like a super powered up version of Bowser. And then by finishing him off, whacks him so hard with her parasol. This is in images 1 and 2. Whacks him so hard with her parasol that she sends him flying out of the atmosphere, like he does the little tinkle ding when he flies away, just knocks his ass all the way. So she is more than physically capable of matching up against Bowser. A lot of people think that she's really weak because she's captured by Bowser, but that's suggested to be more about the way that their magics interact. Their magics kind of counter each other. It's why he kidnaps Peach, is because his her love goodness magic can undo the transmutation that Bowser does of turning like Mushroom Kingdom citizens into bricks, because that's what Mario 1 is about. Like the bricks that you see are transformed citizens, so when you destroy them you're actually a mass murderer. And her
that's
magic
not that's not jokey. That.
That
is actually in the original.
That's
manual,
true.
So.
That's
yeah,
in the manual,
it at least originally was about the magic of Princess
and it's
Coastal's
reinforced
magic.
In Mario RPG, I believe.
Yeah.
So when you hit a brick and a mushroom comes out, is that just the previous citizen's head?
That's their like small intestine.
Oh, great. Okay. They were talking about the Mario canon, and then I saw people had questions about Barbie canon. Barbie canon's very weird, and I went into this last time. So Barbie is always both credited as an actress in whatever she is in, like Barbie the character will be credited as an actress in the Barbie movies, but then it's also that she's capable of doing whatever you see. So it's like, so for example, in the Barbie like superhero movie, she is, you know, like she has basically all the powers of Superman, like super strength, she can fly, heat vision, freeze breath, all this shit, super strength, all this stuff. And but then at the end, she's credited as Barbie, but then like you still know that she's like, there's no special effects, there's no wires, she's somehow able to do this. So she is like this all-encompassing weird being that in everything that she is in, she is Barbie, the actress, but also can do this stuff. It's wild.
It's actually really fun. I think the reasons that this matchup is awesome is because in Peach's most recent game, the one that's coming out, either came out like a week ago or is coming out soon, has the same idea where she has like different costumes where she like learns different jobs and skills and stuff. So there's like I saw fan art of like martial arts Barbie fighting martial arts Peach, and it was just kind of cute.
That'd be sick.
It's the reason why I think this episode would be good.
We should, if we do this episode, we should have them start in like a dojo. Could you imagine, like Peach, yeah. Barbie, it's all pink, and then they're both in like karate gis, and then
like Ken versus
amazing,
Terry.
Like,
yeah. Peach's magic allows her a variety of different abilities, some of which you mentioned for Barbie. Like she can float and fly. She has telekinesis. She has a couple of spells in the Mario RPG series that are extremely useful here. She's essentially the white mage in that game, so she has a move called Therapy, which can heal either herself or others. She has Sleepy Time, which is where she drops a magical sheep on you
also
and
from
puts
our
you
episode.
To sleep. Yeah, exactly. And most useful, I think, against Barbie, somebody that has all of these different powers, Peach has an ability called Mute, a spell called Mute, which prevents other characters from using any of their power or magical spells, like only physical attacks. So that's going to severely nerf Barbie in their fight. On top of that, she has tons of items. She has the safety ring, which can protect against any form of like instant death, transmutation, or status effect that's put on her. She has the vibe scepter, which
work?
Can
Sorry,
not
how
only
does that work? Just curious. The is it
it's
like a
it's like a it's Mario RPG, so it's like a it's it it's
works
essentially
once,
it's like a ring that
and
just
then you have to
no it continues to work. It's like the ribbon. It's like the ribbon in FF7.
So then how would she die? I'm trying to remember, because like instant death spell cast, it doesn't like what takes you to like
it doesn't work. You'd have to lower her HP.
Okay.
But like something like casting
yeah,
death.
Yeah, once she gets
like,
to
you know,
one
you die.
Yeah.
But even then, not quite. She has the vibe scepter, which can alter her emotions, giving her a couple of different abilities, or alter the emotions of others. She has the freeze frame camera, which is a camera that if she takes a picture of you or anybody that's within the frame is forced to stop in place, and then she can go and fuck with you. And as made famous in the Mario versus Link Death Battle cast, she has the retry clock, which can restart any battle anytime she wants with all of her health and her items fully replenished. So she gets an opportunity to restart. And the opponent obviously does not know about that, so she can take advantage. of that.
Gotcha.
She has multiple ways of being being completely invincible. The Starman, the Rainbow Starman, the white Tanuki suit, the white cat suit, all of which prevent you from being harmed in any way, from like reality warpers, like enemies that can like do magic and warp reality on a universal level, like Bowser. You're completely invincible to that stuff. She has ways of cloning herself, like the copy flower or the double cherry, just making an infinite number of peaches that can all do this stuff. And she has flight with the red star. Those are like the big ones, I would say, in terms of
all right
items.
So interesting, because there's a lot of comparison here. So Barbie possesses the Wand of Light, which is for Barbie and the Magic of Pegasus. And the Cloud Queen, who is like the expert upon all magic, describes the wand as possessing, quote, the most powerful magic of all. It can break any spell or curse, can deprive someone completely of their powers, quote, no matter how powerful they are. So that thing's pretty crazy. Then also, to make her completely invulnerable to anything that Peach could throw at her magic-wise, she has the magic crystal from Barbie of the Swan Lake, which protects her and makes her invulnerable to all magic. So that's pretty interesting. She has another magic wand that's your, like, stereotypical, like, bullshit, whatever the fuck you want magic wand, you know? It's called the Magic Royal Scepter from Rockin' Royals, and, like, this is the, you know, it's the thing of just, like, appear, whatever, you know, like, open door, fix thing, you know, like, fireworks, yay, you know what I mean? The, like, context sensitivity magic wand, those are fun. So, let's see.
Real quick, do want to point out, Carbonic Pikmin in the chat mentions Peach doesn't have the retry clock because she's never playable in a game where it's usable. Only Mario, Luigi, and Bowser have them in Bowser's Inside Story. Is there a different game where the retry clock is used by Peach? Is there an example of Peach using the retry clock or having access to it?
Maybe not.
Maybe okay. Not. Wow. All right. Okay.
All right. All right.
All right. Cool. I don't have to deal with that one, but that probably would have gone into the whole she can reverse time thing and whatever.
Yeah. I mean, she still has items that can like fully heal herself, and she has like she can hold like 99 of those, including like 99 stars. So it would be nice to have the retry clock, but the fight is definitely not going to last like 99 times of her using.
So Barbie has to kill her 100 times.
Yeah, and the invincibility, like, on items like the white tanuki suit or the white cat suit last indefinitely. They don't stop. So she's essentially invincible for the whole fight. So even if Barbie had some way of, like, stopping that, she could just pop another one and do it, like, 100 times.
Yeah, but the Barbie could use the wand to take away her power.
Or she could use mute.
The stars are magic, right? The things that you're talking about are magic, right?
The suits aren't. The stars, are. But the...
And Barbie has a
magic?
Wand that
there's
Barbie
no way.
Barbie has a wand that can just undo any magic. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it can break any spell or a curse. It can fully deprive someone of their powers. Quote: no matter how powerful they are, is what it says, because it is the most powerful magic of all.
Peach has also fought bosses that can deprive like half of your magic and do similar things. And Peach's like magic never like. She can fight characters that can like warp reality, like Dementio, on like a multiversal scale, like and
right.
Still able to fight them.
But there's clearly limits to their power. I have these stupid quotes from people who wrote it for a Barbie movie that straight up say it will work no matter how powerful they are.
That doesn't count in a like cross versus context. You can't say like okay, so
could.
She beats.
I mean, literally,
it could.
Do you beat like? Can you beat like DC's God or Marvel's God with that? Just no, you can't, Chad. don't even bullshit me. It's only relative to what like exists in that universe.
I think we have had you know characters in the show before where we've talked about abilities that can like pass through any defense or whatever, right? And that's so this is sort of similar to that in a lot
and
of ways.
Every time that we do we have to establish like what that means for that character. We don't just say
sure.
Like oh well then they just win the fight, right? There always has to be a baseline. You
sure.
Can't
there has to be
you
more
can't
than
apply
just it bypasses it.
You can't apply the rules of one character to a different series is what I'm saying, because that's what that's doing. You're saying like it's stronger than anything, and it's like that applies to any series that they fight.
Well, we are specifically talking about magic, right? this magic trumps any other magic.
We're talking about.
We are narrowing it down.
But he's saying in the Barbie universe. But I mean, like, but I don't know. I know what you're saying. It's hard to be.
He said magic, no matter how powerful, which would mean like in the Barbie universe. So if there was like a character that was like a fuckajillion times more powerful than anything in Barbie, then that would be.
That's the official. That's the official calc.
That's a number. Yeah. Here's the fun thing. This is the item I really wanted to tell you about because I just love it. It's so ridiculous, and I don't know if you heard about it or not. Have you heard about Barbie's Death Note?
No, I haven't. Did you have a Death Note?
That's what I call it. So in the Barbie,
I saw Nubia talking about this in the chat. Yeah. I want to hear this again.
In the Barbie Diaries, Barbie has a diary which can only be opened by Barbie's charm bracelet. Okay, so nobody else can get access to this. And anything that Barbie writes in the book comes true. Anything.
That's interesting.
Peach dies. Peach loses all power and dies. Like, I don't know. Like, literally anything that she writes becomes true. It is specifically defined as anything. There are no limits to this ridiculous diary.
I want to address something from earlier about the retry clock. Thank you, chat. She does have an item that does this. It's not the retry clock. It's called Earlier Times. It's an item in Super Mario RPG, which does the same exact thing as a retry clock. So yeah, she can restart the battle anytime that she wants. That's interesting about the book, though. I'm trying to think like off the top of my head.
You mentioned... Did she resist like reality warping? Is that similar?
She has resisted reality warping. She's resisted like the universe being destroyed on top of her. Other Mario characters can as well. Like in Super Paper Mario, they can survive like when the universe they've been in was destroyed. They can survive like in the void of like nothingness in that universe after it's like been destroyed. So she can survive reality warping stuff like that.
This is a sentence I never thought I would read. Konijin in the chat. Peach may be able to resist instant death, but can she resist Barbie breaking her legs with the Death Note?
If Barbie was strong enough to do that, then perhaps. But I don't think that she is.
I mean, if she could write, she might be able to resist instant death, right? Is what they're saying. From potentially this Death Note thing. But even if that doesn't work, if Barbie writes like Peach dies, looks over and she's not dying, she could go, Peach's legs snap in half.
That would be interesting.
Barbie would also have to open it and write it in, right? So it's not like it's like a
I was thinking about reality. Blitz and then write it herself argument, but I think I have a better one. I think that Peach has a way of avoiding anything that book could possibly write or anything that Barbie is capable of doing. Mike, if you could bring up image 5. So Mario characters, little known fact, are very Toon Force-y, including hopping out of the medium that she is in and attacking you from outside of the comic book. She is literally out of the bottom side, she attacks Mario from outside of the comic panel. So I don't think that book is going to be able to affect something that is literally like breaking the fourth wall and attacking you from in. And what's great is that she can attack you from outside of it, so she doesn't need to like put herself at harm's risk. Is that a phrase? I'm so t- I didn't say last
way.
Night, so I
put in harm's
I literally
way.
Can't think.
Yeah.
Harm's way.
I mean, technically
okay.
that works, yeah. Okay.
It's so ridiculous. They're all like the statements are literally just like anything.
Barbie's aware of the fourth wall, right?
Comes true. That Barbie is. That's the thing I was gonna bring up. She because she is this weird, all encompassing. I am an actress and I technically exist. Like the voice actress will be credited, but Barbie will always be played by Barbie.
Right.
So she
aware of it.
And as we've seen by the Barbie movie, she's come into our real world. So, and she is aware of it.
Okay. So we'll get into the Barbie fourth wall breaking in just a little bit. But before we do that, Sam, I think you have something you want to talk about, right? Involving dragons and dogmas and sequels.
Good transition.
I just might, Ben. Let me see, y'all. Did y'all know that Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated action RPG successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, released in 2012? is about to come out, because Liam and I do, because we're really, really hyped to play it. It comes out here on the 22nd. We're super stoked. Dragon's Dogma 1 was an absolute banger if you never played it. Dragon's Dogma 2, I've been told by some people who may have a review copy, also a banger. I'm still waiting to get my grubby little hands on this masterpiece because it does look good. It got unrivaled third-person action. Let me tell you, it's the signature of Dragon's Dogma gameplay. Melee combat. Scaling big old monsters, shooting bows and spells. It's good-looking stuff, okay? The character creation, you don't need to have an early code. You've seen a lot about this. The character creation of this game looks absolutely buck wild, and I cannot wait to spend my first 6 hours of gameplay on the opening menu options because it looks crazy good, y'all. And plus, you get to play with your pawns, which is a whole system in the game where you have these, like, you know, all these guys running around. It's an asynchronous online play that lets you build your adventuring party. But it's just a good game system, man. The first one was awesome. It's crazy to get a sequel to a game 12 years later. They took a little bit of time, but I'm excited because the first one ruled and this one is looking really, really good. So yeah, it's Dragon's Dogma 2, baby. Go to dragonsdogma.com to buy the game. Pre-order it right now. Buy it here when this comes out on Friday. I think, yeah, you should be able to go buy it then and start your epic quest today. Go check it out. Dragon's Dogma. In the description. Very good.
Sam and Liam, immediately we heard they were sponsoring us, both were just like, I want the code. Like,
it was one of the ad sales people was like, so we got this Dragon's Dogma. Are y'all interested in that? And we were like, yes.
Thank you to Dragon's Dogma. Thank you to Dragon's Dogma 2 for sponsoring this episode. Just for the people who came in a little late, just to reiterate, yes, Rooster Teeth is closing its doors in May. For now, we are continuing to post here on the Death Battle YouTube channel, doing Death Battle casts as normal. Super chats are currently disabled. We do not recommend buying or gifting new memberships for the time
being. But don't
cancel
them.
We are processing this info in real time, and we'll provide updates on specific plans on Rooster Teeth in the coming weeks. And if you have any questions about Rooster Teeth in the meantime, you can contact the company via the support page. And I also want to make it clear that we think you should be wary of crowdfunding attempts by third parties with lofty promises. There's just a lot of talk online at the moment, right? So, but and avoiding grifters can be tricky sometimes. When we have more information, you will find it here on the podcast, on Rooster Teeth, or on our social media. So please keep an eye on those. Thank you for understanding. Okay, so let's get back into the Barbie situation with the fourth wall. So is there a specific example of her doing something similar to what Peach was doing there? And I know we're getting into some like weird question of like, what sources are we bringing into this with Peach? Because obviously that's like a gag comment that's separate from the games or whatever. But I do think, like, considering the opponent, we're kind of just looking at everything all together, right?
Yeah, I mean, like the Barbie movie isn't canon. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. But no, I mean, like I said, like, we already have it. Barbie is always Barbie in everything that she is in. Like, so... it's so weird how, again, she gets credit and so does the actress, but it's like Barbie is always Barbie. Barbie is aware of the media both inside and outside of it. And again, in the Barbie movie that's shown, you know, she can like sense what's going on in the real world, and then it was like, oh no, I need to actually go out there and can apparently do that. I don't know if
that's actually really interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't want to like dismiss it out of hand because I think it is actually very interesting. I don't know if that's the same as busting out of the fourth wall. The way that it treats it in the movie is not that like there's an audience of people watching the Barbie movie in the real world and seeing like the Barbie movie in the Barbie world, and then she pops out and enters the real world. It's more like Barbie world is just this separate dimension that she can kind of go back and forth, where she is like, and it's interesting because like she is a like doll in the real world, so there is this aspect of like real versus fake, but it's not the same thing as like the events of the Barbie movie are not like fictionalized to the people in the real world. She's like hopping between dimensions, and there is some kind of connection, but it's not the same thing as like leaving the medium. If there was a scene
it's,
where like
well
she like pops out of the movie screen and into the audience, and she's like, "I'm Barbie, motherfuckers." Yeah. That would be like a hard counter. That would be like, okay, they can both.
I mean, they did. You know, they had her and Ryan Gosling skating around in our world to promote the movie. Anyway, no.
Dragon's Blood 23 in the chat has an interesting idea. Barbie has been a video game developer, so who's to say that she couldn't just go? So you couldn't use that to take away Peach's abilities by walking to Nintendo HQ and removing all abilities with her developer skills.
Buy her fucking like single A video game indie developer, whatever Barbie Studios is. Just buy
Barbie
that
goes to
it.
Nintendo and deletes the upcoming Peach game.
Just there you go.
I would side with Nintendo in terms of a video game fight. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Rupik, one thing I didn't want to bring up. So, I Am Colby Jack said something. So, you remember when I mentioned that, like, she has like a billion different like things to change outfits and whatever? I didn't make notes of like the individual ones because it wasn't really applicable to the Ryu fight. But I Am Colby Jack brings up a really good point. She does have a wand that can instantly change anyone else's outfit, like even from a distance. She's like, bah. Mm. So that's a very good counter to all of Peach's like outfit changes, Tanuki suit, all that stuff. She could literally just be like, nope, like back to whatever fit is that I want you to be in.
But she also has like an infinite supply of them, so she can like replace them anytime she wants.
Well,
it'll be a permanent counter.
Boop, 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 boop.
How does earlier times work? You said that it was similar to the retry clock. Is there a specific? Yeah. I don't remember what that is.
The effect
is that
from
the RPG.
It's from Legend of the Seven Stars. The effect is that it starts the battle over from the start. When this occurs, all battlers' parameters return to what they were at the beginning of the battle, but no items used in the battle will be returned to the player. Okay, so it's not as good as the retry clock, where it gives you back no items used in the battle. Yeah, it doesn't give you back the items that you used.
It's a consumable, right? I don't remember.
No, it isn't, because you get it one time. So it isn't consumable, because you'd only be able to use it one time in the entire game.
No items used in battle, so she won't get her items back, which is sort of
she won't get them back.
It's basically just a way to reset her health,
yes,
and
yeah,
energies and whatnot,
and like retry a strategy that she has. But it's because those RPGs allow you to have so many fucking items that it doesn't. I don't think that like her running out, unless they were perfectly even, and I don't think that they are. I also want to add to the reality warping stuff, stuff like the Death Note or the Anything Note, really, is that in Mario Wonder, that is a game about, like, every level you are hit with a new, like, reality warping thing, and no matter what it does, no matter what it turns you into, it doesn't kill you. You still are able to survive and fight, and you can fight Bowser, who is, like, doing it to you in his boss battle, Bowser Jr.
Are you saying if Barbie were to write like Peach is dead, she would just become undead and still like keep going?
She might like become like Ghost Peach and then attack that way, because like it transforms you into tons of different things and you still like
But then the thing around that is just like, yeah, okay, even if she's just trying to write, you know, Peach is dead, you know, she's got the other thing you said that prevents her from like an instant death spell anyway, but if she literally writes Peach is stripped of all her powers, you know what I mean? Or like Peach will always be defeated by me. Like, I can't lose. I can't lose to this person. Like, she can literally write anything, and it becomes true.
Is any of this stuff that you're talking about with Peach or with Barbie like a one time use thing?
No. So it's the age old. This place, because it's Barbie, it takes place in a mall. She comes across, you know, like she's having a hard time at school. And then she goes into this shop and this mysterious woman sells her a fucking diary. And then she starts realizing that everything she writes in the diary is true. And so then when she goes back to the mall to be like, what's up with this diary? The woman never was there and never existed and no one knows what she's talking about. But now she has a magical diary that can do anything she fucking writes into it. And because she's Barbie in the movie, she uses it to be like, yeah, let's like my band's gonna win the talent show or whatever, and like that kind of crap. But it's like anything she writes becomes real.
I just want to point out, I saw Dublade in the chat ask, wait, has Barbie ever been a Ghostbuster? So I did a quick Google. It doesn't look like she's been a Ghostbuster, but she has been the Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters.
Interesting twist.
Wow. That's he's held somebody's fetish.
So many. Oh, dude. Someone says, what about the mermaids? Yeah, Barbie can turn into a mermaid. Absolutely.
Well, that was like the first one she probably learned how to turn into. Yeah. That's the most
My
basic.
Thinking is the retry, not the retry, the earlier times resets the whole battle. So if Peach uses it, she doesn't get back the items that she's used up. If Barbie doesn't have items that are used up, she will basically restart the battle at 100%, whereas Peach, the more times she uses the earlier times, is just has less to use as it goes on. Does that make sense? So Peach will, Barbie will always be at 100%, whereas Peach is going to consistently be going 90%, 80%, and
yeah,
so on.
But, yeah, Barbie's items aren't consumable, is what you're trying to get at, right? Whereas, well,
yeah, and that means that the earlier times is going to benefit her maybe more than Peach.
I will say, not to benefit Liam, but I do think that mechanic works in a way where Peach would at least be gaining knowledge that Barbie would then not, because Barbie would mentally reset too. Like,
yes. The idea is that, like, it
is
you
that
the
how
an
do we know that's how that works?
Yeah, otherwise it wouldn't do anything.
I mean,
in universe
mechanically,
right?
For the player,
you would just do the same thing.
I guess so.
Peach would just do the same
sense.
Exact thing again.
Yeah.
Sure. So it gives her the ability to strategize against Barbie.
So she could,
if Barbie pulled out,
Barbie could
dangerous.
Start writing it in the book, and then she could feel herself dying, and then reset, and then destroy the book in time to not have it happen. Yeah. Like, but
so
yeah.
Let me get into, since we're running up on time, let me get into the big Barbie feat. And so it's Barbie in the Starlight Adventure. They're in space because why not? Barbie hadn't done that yet. And so, long story short, big whole bad thing happens and all of the light and all of the stars in the universe are gone. And everyone is sad and the world is like, the whole universe is ending. But then Barbie sings and dances all of the light and stars back into the universe. And some people much smarter than me calculated this, and it's so like crazy that like Liam, I will just like have to, I'll say some numbers and you can probably comprehend them. So first of all, she goes, you see her go across the universe in like a wave of light. And so the calculation, which was done by Strange Fate. I wonder if they liked our episode. Anyway, the universe is about 93 billion light years in diameter. The light travels across it all in about 2 seconds, which is, they put 4.4 E plus 26 MS, I don't know, which is about 1.4 quintillion C is what it said. I don't know. I might have cut something off there. But anyway, it puts here obviously many multiple times faster than light. And then the part two of that is all the stars are restored, all of them. They put it to like our universe contains about 1 septillion stars. And they use the sun, so this is the only star they could find the actual number for, which has an energy of 3.846 times 10 to the 26 watts. And then when they multiplied that by septillion, it was 7.692 E plus 50 joules.
But is this in, because you've already established like Barbie is in parts in a play world.
Oh, I've got backup. Here's the best part. So I come across this feat, right, Liam? And I'm like, obviously Barbie's done like has got all these magical stuff, but I saw that and I was like, there's no way like I'm gonna find anything to even remotely back this up. Wrong. There was a Barbie toy line that they produced I forget the year, and so they were called the Goddesses of the Galaxy. And so they did a line of like Barbie and some friends, and they were all like galaxy goddesses, right? But here's my favorite thing. So, Mike, if you want to pull up that image too, it's fun. So, Mattel went out of their way that when they released this line, they straight up
fit.
Said,
"Holy shit!"
Oh yeah, look at that. They made sure to clarify that all of the other Barbies that they did this with, like her friends and whatever, are not goddesses, and they clarified that Barbie is actually the only goddess in this line. So not only did I, it's backup for at least like galaxy level, but we have universal level galaxy, and then now she is a confirmed goddess by Mattel, specifically to be like, that would be ridiculous if all of them were goddesses, but Barbie is, and we need you to know that.
This is all very impressive. This is okay. All very impressive. Well, I'm not denying weapon. It at all.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's talk about Mario fucking feats. You mentioned speed. So some of the best speed feats in the Mario series are attached to, unsurprisingly, stars. There are plenty of stars that travel across the universe. Mario characters can both like react to those stars in movement, control those stars while they're moving, or fight people that are empowered by those stars. Bowser is the big one, obviously. So comparing like the speed of a green star, it was able to travel the width of the universe in Mario Galaxy 2 in 6 seconds. Actually, it travels several of the worlds in Mario Galaxy 2, which are stated in the Japanese translation of the I think like the manual or guidebook. To be like actual universes, it takes them about 6 seconds, and based on the distance that is calculated here, it would be a 1.46 to the 18th power times faster than light, which I believe is 1.46 quintillion times the speed of light. There's another one that's
Wait, you put what was it? 1. What?
1.46 quintillion.
I also okay. This is crazy.
I know. Yeah. Okay. And the thing is, that's just with the power of a single star. Mario characters like Bowser fight with like multiple stars absorbed, grand stars, which are much more powerful, which would reasonably make him even faster, either as fast or faster, which would make Peach as fast or faster. There are plenty of feats that are at this level, like the triple digit quadrillions to quintillions of times faster than light. Also, there are plenty of times when Mario characters have either survived the end of the universe, like Rosalina. Like the energy you mentioned was very impressive about it repeating the stars, but like the universe reset at the end of it's either Mario Galaxy 1 or 2 that Rosalina survives doesn't just destroy the stars, it destroys it's the big black hole. I think it's Mario Galaxy 2, destroys the entire universe itself. The stars and all of the matter of all the space in it as well. And she survives it pretty much effortlessly. And there are plenty of characters that are at that. I'm trying to find exactly, like King Boo can create and destroy dimensions. No, I'm in Calyx, right?
FU in the chat says the word translates to planets, not universes. Is there a mix up there?
Nope. Nope, the kanji refers to universes.
Oh man, I'm trying to find it. My chat scrolled, but I wanted to say somebody said, "Can we make the next?"
Oh yeah, Power Stars.
Can we make the next membership tier, Barbie tier? Like,
Barbarian.
And then you have the pure hearts in Super Paper Mario, which you can use that are like powerful enough to destroy like the multiverse. Which are more debatable about whether or not you would give it to Peach. That's
what do you
more
mean,
of like a traditionally
multiverse. What is this? Sorry, say that again.
The pure hearts in Super Paper Mario. They can counter the Chaos Heart, which it is capable of destroying the multiverse. Debatable whether or not you'd give it to her, but this would fall into like the specifics of how we're using equipment, because a lot of the stuff that Barbie uses is one time use by nature of just Barbie's character. Everything she does is one time use. So I don't know if you'd count that for like something like I could see it going either way, but if you do, then Peach has a higher
the pure hearts aren't weapons, right? Like they were specifically meant to keep the multiverse together or whatever it was, not destroy things. That's what the Chaos Heart was going to do.
Yeah, but they can like empower you. So you'd be able to use them to like make yourself stronger. Any kind of fraction of that would be able to.
Yeah, that's fun. I did not think you were going to come anywhere close to Barbie's speed feat, and it's great that like
there's
both account at like 1.4 quintillion, which is nuts.
Yeah, I think that's very funny. But like characters like Bowser, King Boo, Power Stars, Grand Stars, whatever the dreamy shit is, which I didn't care to look into. There's lots of like universe dimension destroying stuff in Mario. More than
I hesitate to bring this up, but Doug in chat does say Peach gets the rabid scaling.
Oh yeah!
Do the rabbits do some the crazy
You're
game?
Fucked now.
The rabbits always are up to no good.
There is a character, actually.
We're gonna have to get the poll and the community questions.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Soon. The boss at the end of one of the rabbits games, literally is gonna destroy the universe. Like, has the power to destroy the universe. So that is another one. That's right.
Gotcha. And she does that with the help of Mario, Luigi, and rabbits and things. So.
Yeah, but like, you know, it's not like they're like, oh, she's like 1/5 the energy needed to like fight. You're still like. You're comparable. It's just a group of you. The group is why they won.
Yeah.
So here's what I want to do to wrap this up. Chad, in one sentence, can you summarize why Barbie should win this?
Yep, sure will, Ben. I will win this fight! Exclamation point. In her diary. The end.
All right.
She's as fast. I love that we're as fast, which is great. And then, I mean, with all the, like, seriously, with all the scepters and all the things and tools, invulnerable to magic, can take away magic, can restore the universe from power. It sounds like Peach is on a similar scale. I think, you know, all told. Also, wear the fourth wall. There's a lot of similarities here, but I, you know, that just got to write it into existence. Mm-hmm. And there it is.
And Liam.
Like Chad said, a lot of similar abilities, but a higher ceiling for power, a higher ceiling for speed, the ability to attack from beyond the fourth wall, which is something that Barbie can't reliably counter, and the ability to try the fight as many times as she wants.
Yeah, Medadius, that's right. This is a nah, I'd win scenario. That's <Yeah. laughs> fun. All right, so I'm going to bring up the poll, but first, let's go ahead and see some answers from you guys that you sent in before the show. Let's bring up the first answer.
From Colonel Gulligan. All right, sure.
Kino, what are you reading?
Kino? Oh, I thought those were L's. Sorry, it's really blurry on my screen. All right, Barbie can literally change the clothes of other people with her magic, meaning that Peach would lose the abilities that she gains from her costume changes. Yep, what's that? They're fighting as mermaids, and suddenly Peach starts drowning. Also, don't forget that Barbie can protect herself from all magic, so she's immune to Peach trying to mute her own magical abilities. She's faster and has better hacks, including her Death Note. Yep, slip this Peach on the Barbie because she is cooked. That's great. Love the pun.
It took me until I was like 20 until I figured out that, like, shrimp on the Barbie meant barbecue. I
really,
literally
didn't know, just thought it was like a weird toy thing.
Yeah, I was like,
funny.
What in the Australia, fuck they cook things weird. On Barbie dolls. That's
on Barbies.
That's,
yeah,
that's how that
a
works.
Weird world.
All right, we got one more answer for you guys. Let's bring that up.
All right, from Just a Dude, says Peach is insane, having a ton of power-ups that give her a ton of powers, giving her the versatility advantage. She's went on adventures with Mario and friends numerous times and has even defeated Bowser, who can take a supernova and a black hole multiple times, and once even by herself. And this is even counting Mario Party shenanigans, where she's basically a Toon Force god. This fight is going to end all Peachy for the Mushroom Princess. I love both of the double puns today. Good job, community.
I also, I had one thing that I wanted to say for the end before voting started, because I think it's very important. I think this is my best argument.
I mean, I gave you the ending, but okay, sure.
I want a second ending. Mike, if you could bring up that last image, which is not labeled. So my mom is actually watching, I think it would be super lame,
my sweet guy.
If you would be, you would make her sad if I lost.
Oh,
the
heck
vote.
No, you.
So
won
I'm just
enough.
Pointing that out.
Absolutely,
I'm just pointing that
not.
Out. That would be. Would you want to hurt her feelings? Okay, so to be, you know, just take that into consideration. Right.
Mrs. Swan, like she's watching right now. Yeah.
Mrs. Swan, he's won enough, and I think you know that it's pretty humbling for him to get knocked down a peg every now and then. So, like, it looks, I think she'd be on my side here.
I totally disagree. Totally disagree.
I would love to hear what your mom thought of the show after this. Maybe we can call her on Champion Cast.
When we did Silver Surfer versus Galvatron, when I exited her office, because I was staying with her for the holidays, I exited her office, and the first thing I heard she says is, "I thought Galvatron should have won."
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck yeah. So she's on my side.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. We'll see. I hope you call her and she's like, I voted for Barbie. But
the poll is up. Go ahead and get your votes in.
Barbie's Sam. Immune to magic. She can take away other people's magic. She's universal. Come on. And she has a magical book that anything she writes in it comes true. How?
I think how, because I don't think it comes true instantaneously. It starts to come true. I don't think she writes in her book, I want to win the talent contest with my band, and it's already happened. The process starts to
go. It is interesting. Is that,
things fall into place.
What happened? Yeah.
I'd have to like watch and then see every example of like wishes coming true to see if there would be like instant. I don't know.
This is from one movie,
that's weird,
right? Like a wishes movie or something like that.
Yeah.
And I do think if Peach didn't have the thing to reset the early time or whatever to reset a fight in a way where it would take those written words away, I would lean back towards Barbie. Easy. But I think it, like, Peach very uniquely has the things needed to handle the situation. But I don't think it's Peach still. I am gonna go
Barbie. Yeah, after all that, you're voting
Barbie?
Hell?
Okay. What? What the fuck are you talking about?
No, that's good. Thank you. You made the right track.
I just think that
everything that Peach can do.
Well, but that's the thing. I kind of think Peach has a counter to everything that Barbie can do.
Well, then why are you
voting Barbie?
Barbie.
Yeah, yeah. Because I just think
I don't understand.
I want to see Liam lose.
Eventually, eventually, like, Peach will run out of these resets, and Barbie will every single time have the notebook.
No, she won't run out of resets.
Yeah.
The reset thing is no.
There's a limited number of the resets.
There's a limited number of the items that she can use.
Yeah, but you can use, like, it's like resets, 99. Like, there's...
Anyway, he voted for Barbie.
Yeah, okay, I'll just let it ride on Barbie. Chad needs the help anyway, surprisingly.
So... I don't need the help! That's fine.
Okay, if you want me to...
No, we're good.
All right, so Sam, we have one vote for Barbie. I am looking at the Barbie Diaries because I wanted to see if it mentioned anything about a book. I don't see it in a quick plot summary, so I don't know where it's actually from.
It's from It's from the Barbie Diaries. If you control F diary, you'll find it, not book. And it's talking about all of Barbie's hopes and wishes happen to come true in a diary, which she writes her hopes in or whatever.
That doesn't sound like it's immediate.
It's just the setup. So she writes her hopes in the book. Soon after, what she wrote starts to mysteriously come true.
Mysteriously come true. Like,
interesting. Fate. Well, this is her discovering that the book works.
Yeah.
She knows
that the
book works.
She writes her hopes. Like, I really hope my band wins the band contest. And then, it happens. And then, so it's like, if she were to be like, I went to kill this person right now, like, it would happen.
No, I don't think that's what that is. There would be no plot, right?
I think
the thing she gets, someone leaves her love notes, her band gets a gig, she starts to do a piece. Okay, her band gets a gig. That's what it is. That's the main thing.
There has to be a moment where it breaks bad because there's got to be a moral to the story. This Barbie
the moral, it sounds like, just based on what I'm reading, is she gets so caught up in her band that she starts to lose her friends.
That's fucking lame.
There is
write in your book, I hope I keep my friends. Like,
so the hope. Yeah, why didn't she just write that? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh no.
It's not immediate.
Oh, not immediate.
And I'm not even jumping on this because it's to my benefit.
I don't think the book matters that much, to be honest. I think
it might not be that big of a deal. Okay.
It's not like,
I mean, to be fair, this is the only
insanely powerful.
This is the only way it seems to be used, unless the plot summary I'm looking at doesn't specify that she at the end she wrote in it and it solved all the problems or something like that. Maybe that's how the movie ends. But based on the information I'm looking at, oh no. Am I gonna become the sacrilegious one?
No, Barbie is your god. What is this speculation? It literally, it's any of her hopes that she puts in there because they come true.
Chad, you're pot
committing
on this
book. Peach would die eventually. Like,
I think without the book, Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
that
she
could
gets,
be
diagnosed
yeah,
with
you
cancer.
Write, I
or
want
something.
Peach to die. It could be years later.
Yeah,
I,
yeah.
I think
it's not.
I think
like,
your plot can be
I can't lose
no.
this fight. I can't
I
die. Like,
just take the book out of consideration. I still think Barbie has a very good chance of winning.
What are you talking about?
She does like, have the magic wand, the magic that basically counters
right.
other magic. It,
and all yeah. of the power suits are completely because she can change all the outfits back, and again we can go back and forth on that. But she like
yeah,
people never be able to use
galaxy.
Any of those outfits. Also,
Peach
Barbie's immune to all
warping.
Types of magic with the crystal. Like, all right, fine.
Wrap it up. Thank you, Josh.
This is really tough.
Who is your Lord and Savior, Ben?
It's a coin flip.
Okay, sure. I'm gonna say. I have to say Barbie. I have to say Barbie.
Ah,
I have
you.
To.
Yes.
Which does mean we have two votes for Barbie, but we still have you guys' vote from the poll from the chat, which is ending the poll right now.
Oh, and oh, did we already do the pre one, or do we not have a pre one?
No, we don't have a pre one, but we can bring that up to see where
we did have a pre one.
God, here it is, right here. 90% Peach.
These people don't know what Barbie is capable of.
And then the poll in the chat has Peach winning with 64%. So. I do
what?
Think everybody, yeah. a lot of people are disagreeing with this, but based on our voting system, Barbie is still the winner.
Oh, okay. Oh, we don't use the beginner poll anymore?
No, we don't do that anymore. No, that, we don't yeah, have ties.
Normally, Ben brings it up now just to see what the vibe was. Yeah, yeah, he changed
yeah,
that a
Mike,
couple
yeah.
weeks ago.
Mike
so that was
would...
not, this is not new.
There's a lot of
all right,
different
because
Barbies
this one
too,
is a hot
so.
Topic. Let's see. We will bring in a fifth vote and see if that changes anything. Okay.
Oh God. Come on.
Liam, can you call your mom?
Yeah.
No, what?
And, yeah. and ask her who she thinks should win.
Well, she thinks this cast is outrageously funny. That's just a text she sent me.
Mrs. Swad, come on.
You have to do it next to the mic. Yeah. Well,
if she
now.
Wants to be, but. Yeah.
This is the
hey
man,
mom.
What is this?
I
who are you gonna vote for? You're the tie breaking. You're the she's
so funny if she chooses me. Please,
she
please,
is.
Barbie.
Can you say this into the microphone just a couple times? Let's see if it works.
I'll just put it on speaker.
Yeah, put it on speaker.
Oh, Liam. Oh, sorry. Hang on. I'll put it on speaker. Yeah, say it again.
It's peaches.
Oh, they might, they might have heard that. They might have heard that Discord
yeah,
filtered it for us, but they what,
yeah,
did, what did she say?
Thank you, Mom. I appreciate that. I love
she
you.
Said Barbie,
I'll call
right?
you back.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I think it did filter it for us.
Yeah.
Oh, it did?
For
Discord.
Discord.
Yeah.
Oh,
filtered.
They probably
don't
heard
worry,
it. Probably
V-Mix
heard
probably
it.
Heard
oh,
it.
It was Peaches.
Yeah.
It was Peaches. It was Peaches,
okay.
and then followed up
oh,
with a
so
seriously?
Peaches? Oh, no, so she voted for the fruit, which does not count. So we got a roadside vote.
With that,
Barbie
Princess Peach
wins.
Dethrones
no,
Barbie barely
not.
In
do not
a,
screw me.
Very messy vote.
What is this? I don't get to call my mom and then be like, hey, mom, do you vote for me or Liam? What do you
is your mom watching right now?
Is your mom watching?
I don't know. She struggles with the internet, but she will maybe find this later. And I promise you I know what
right,
her vote is.
Let's, concluding this
they say peaches,
this podcast that will surely be divisive for all time. Thank
he's
you all for joining
so
us.
Much.
Bye.
We will see you in the next podcast next week. Thank you.
What is this?